She looked around at what was happening and decided to create a story about the event. Instead of throwing her hands up in the air, walking away, she created a new product about what happened. Hey, you are listening to the Because I Can Life podcast, where we believe we can decide our own income, choose happiness, kick fear in the teeth, and never, ever stop. Why? Because we can. I'm your host, Allison J. Prince, and I went from being a junior high science teacher to building 4 online multi-million dollar businesses with 4 kids at my feet. Each week, I'm bringing you real conversations that have led me, as well as other experts, to step into our dream online business lifestyle so that you can get the answers you need to craft your Because I Can life as well. Take that first step and commit now to your Because I Can life by downloading your free personal bundle at allisonjprince.com/bundle. You are listening to episode number 6, She Failed Her Way to 6 Figures. I'm so excited about this podcast that I'm about to share with you today, because the other day I got a message from one of my students named Wendy that said, "Allison, I'm afraid I'm going to fail." And I replied back to her and I said, "Wendy, I hope you do." Now, that may sound a bit harsh, right? Until you know the backstory. So I've been coaching this gal for a bit on how to grow her business, and she's done over 6 figures. But the interesting thing is the way she's gotten there is by what the world would call failing. Think about that. She earned her first $100,000 by failing. Wouldn't you want to make 6 figures by failing? You can say heck yes out loud if you want to, because who wouldn't want to earn triple a teacher's salary by failing, right? So I got this privilege to hear her speak at one of my masterminds that I hold, and she was telling her story about how she sells glitter. Yes, the sparkly stuff that if spilled in your house, you don't try and clean it up. You just burn the house down. Right? She loves this stuff though. And I actually love it too, as long as it's contained with no chance of any flakes leaking out. Anyway, her daughter was helping her get multiple colors of glitter packs together to ship to her customers. And what was supposed to be the smooth process ended up with loads of spilled colorful glitter everywhere. And as she was telling the story, it reminded me of the glitter bombs that you've seen on YouTube. Yeah, that's what I was envisioning in my head. She went on to say how frustrated she was at this point and how she didn't know how she was going to fix the problem. Can you imagine that? Having all your products mixed up together in a huge lump and your products are smaller than a grain of sand? Yeah, not fun. So she had some choices at this point. She could throw all the glitter away and take a loss from the product cost in her business, or she could think that maybe it was her sign to give up on the business. Or she could sort out the glitter colors. Can you even imagine having to sort out glitter colors by piece? Not gonna happen, right? But she did none of that. She looked around at what was happening and decided to create a story about the event. Instead of throwing her hands up in the air, walking away, she created a new product about what happened. She told the story of how her daughter created a brand new recipe of glitter. She took the colors that were spilled, bottled them up into little sample bottles, and created recipe cards of the colors that were used in this one-of-a-kind recipe and sent it to her customers as a thank you gift with their order. The reaction from her customers isn't what she expected. They ate this up and actually requested more recipes. In fact, now they have a one-of-a-kind glitter recipe of the month that her daughter creates. Wendy took what others would have burned down the house for, and she turned it into one of her best-selling products. So can you see from the beginning of this podcast why I told her that I hope she fails. This glitter bomb failure was the exact recipe Wendy needed to be successful. If she would have looked at it like most people look at failures, she would have walked away from what is being handed to her. Have you ever thought, maybe, just maybe, the thing that you're going through now is what's needed to help you get to the thing that you actually really want? A lot of us have a hard time when we think we've failed. Let's face it, no one wants to feel like a failure. But what if we think of it more like a bump or disruption that is supposed to happen, so we can actually get to the thing that we are headed to? What if that bump or distraction is actually to get us on the right course, the right path? As humans living today, we've all got bumps in our way. That's part of life. But as humans, it can be in our nature to get so focused on the actual bump or disruption that we can totally miss the thing that's actually being handed to us. So I want to take a bit to show you the things in life that have to have disruption before it can lead to success and even mastery. So let's say that you, my friend, want to get in shape. Yes, that six pack is coming your way and you decide to hit the gym. I need to do some leg squats. You are feeling good. Your goal was to do 20 and you sell through that and do 30. You are on fire. What happens the next morning though? You can't move. In fact, you have to get your husband to help you roll out of bed, hoist you up because the bloody pain of your quads are on fire. Even with a glimpse of muscle movement, you finally get into the upright position and then wonder why in the world you're doing this to yourself. You promised yourself you would go to the gym for a week, and now you are mad at yourself for making that promise and even madder at yourself for keeping that promise. But you hold true. You lift your legs into your workout clothes. You hobble down those stairs, groaning all the way to land your tush right back in the gym where you can only do 2 lunges without falling over. And you call it a day. The third day, you go back and you're able to hit 5. The fourth day, you're able to hit 10. And by the beginning of the next week, you're back up to 30 and thinking about doing 40. Repetitive use of a limited ability will always produce an increased capacity. I'll say that again. Repetitive use of a limited ability will always produce an increased capacity. So what's that saying? Keep doing it and you'll get better. Now, think about a seed that grows into a tree. When it's planted, what happens? I mean, it's living in a dark world all by its lonely self, right? That seed, that lonely seed living in the darkness, actually has to crack. It has to completely break. And then after it's broken, it still has to go down before it even has a chance to grow up into a massive, towering tree. Do you ever feel like a seed, alone in a dark spot and broken just to feel like you're gonna go down again? This is what can happen in life and even in your business. What about a baby learning to walk? That baby goes down time and time again. And before we know it, we're sprinting to catch that running toddler from diving headfirst into the birthday cake you just bought for your husband. We can also see it when we go to school or invest in an online course to increase our knowledge. The thing that goes down is our bank account to pay for it, right? But investing into learning how to do something more efficiently from someone who's been down the path before you that you want to take can not only help you get it back to the original investment, but increase that bank account tenfold. So when we're starting a business, when we do something to change how we currently live today, we can't act like we are surprised when disruption happens. We can't throw our arms up and quit or say, it must be a sign that it's not for me, when we know for a fact that this is the way it was designed to happen. What we have to do is learn to work through the disruption and even use that disruption as part of our story. The things that you are going through today is what you need. What is being handed to you for you to be a success tomorrow and the next day. You have to decide, will this distraction, will this bump, will this failure, will it stop you or will it prove you? As a fella named Mr. Golden said, there is no strength without struggle. There is no destiny without difficulty. There is no triumph without tragedy. When I decided to sell my first products online, I had the same things happen to me. I just hadn't realized that that first bump in the road was my greatest teacher. I was so excited about that first sell, and then I sold out. I thought I'd figured it all out without the bump, and I was on fire. The first product that I sold, there were strips of vinyl for crafting. It's kind of like black sticky tape that you can cut out and put on your wall. And most people have fancy cutters to make it all pretty, but mine was broken, so that wasn't going to happen. I used what I had, scissors, and I cut them into 12-inch strips, and that is what I sold. I could have said, I can't get this started because my cutter's broken. I can't get this started because who's going to buy unfinished crafting supplies? I wasn't about to let that first bump bring me down. And I'm glad I didn't, because it showed me that people love to buy strips of vinyl. Now, the second day came up and I chose some gable boxes that were left over from a birthday party. I was confident that those were gonna sell. After all, I had bought some, so they were a sure win, right? Zero sales. None. Zip, zilch. Nada. The third day, I don't even remember what the product was, but I do remember the results. They were the same. No sales, nothing. I threw my hands up in the air and said, well, I guess this just isn't for me. I got lucky on that first sell. But then that little feeling inside of me, the one that bubbles up that says, oh no, I've got plans for you. The one the Lord puts into our brain and says, this is just your beginning, and I'm handing this to you for your good. This is where I was at. I had to decide at that point if I was going to let these bumps stop me or prove me. I knew that if I stopped, I was going to regret it. I would have never known the outcome, so I kept going. I told myself that I'm learning, and I give myself permission not to be perfect, but that I was going to learn and grow from this, because my goal was to learn how to create money so I could afford to live my dream life and so that I could learn to teach others how to do the same. I kept doing it day in, day out for years, even though it felt impossible. I kept going because it became easier. Looking back on it now, my first bump, the very first bump that helped me solidify my promise to myself, was that I was going to learn the process of building this business around my lifestyle of sippy cups and nap times. That giving up was no longer an option. That going down before you go up is absolutely essential to growth, and that I needed to be okay with it. So yes, that all makes sense, right? But now you're like, Allison, give me some tactical things. I understand that things have to go down before they go up, but how do I not let that be the thing I focus on and let it distract me? I get it. And it's something that has to be learned and practiced over and over and over. And I'll tell you now, this still happens to me, but there's some things that I do, some tactical things I do to help me look at my bump, my distraction, or my so-called failure in a different way. And I want to give those things to you right now. So number one, acknowledge the fact that it didn't go as planned. And then acknowledge the fact that the thing that didn't go as planned was actually the plan the entire time. Let me say that again, because that was a mouthful. Acknowledge the fact that it didn't go as planned. And acknowledge the fact that the thing that didn't go as planned was actually the plan the entire time. You know this happens in life. Remember the last family vacation? Yep, didn't go as planned. So why would anything else? If you are expecting things to change or to be mixed up from the original plan, it's a lot easier to absorb. It's kind of like Wendy and the glitter. If she was so focused on that glitter bomb and how much money she was losing if she were to trash it, then she couldn't have seen the solution that has given her the leading edge. The second one, remove the emotion by putting on your middle name face. I know, you're like, what? What did she just say? That'll never make sense until you hear my logic behind this one, putting on your middle name face. Have you ever given advice to someone and they say, oh my gosh, I didn't see it that way? You were able to give that advice because it wasn't your own emotions driving the decisions. You could look at it with an objective view. Maybe it's time to give your own advice from another set of eyes. And this is what I call putting on your middle name face. So stay with me on this one. This trick has actually helped me quite a bunch. Now, another bump that I've had is that I wanted to start another business, but I didn't want anybody to know it was me. I was already running a couple other businesses and I didn't want to muddy the waters. So I started using my middle name, Jane, versus my first name, Allison, when I had to send out emails. And you know what I realized? It allowed me to take out the emotions so much easier. If I got a no from someone that I wanted to work with, I didn't take it personally because they weren't saying no to Allison. They were saying no to Jane. And Jane was okay with that. When you remove you from the situation, your name from the situation, you can see the facts clearer and make better decisions. Now, if you don't have a middle name, find another. Don't let this bump stop you. Then on the flip side, if you're thinking, I can't use another name, how dare Allison even suggest that? You know what? I know plenty of actors and actresses that use different names for a variety of reasons. We don't hate on that. You have permission to use your stage name or put on your middle name face so that you can look at the character you are playing with a different view. Okay, the third thing, look at every obstacle as an opportunity. Wendy took her opportunity to serve her customers better. I took mine to forgive myself from perfection. What is staring at you right now? Maybe it's time to put on your middle name face so that you can see it a little better. Then the fourth one. You ready for it? It's a good one. Put a plant or a picture of a plant next to your workspace as a reminder of what must happen for growth. We've all got to go through stuff to get stuff, right? Okay, so that was so much goodness that I actually want to review. Number one, what must go down before it can go up? You, me, humans, seeds, bank accounts. It's how it's supposed to work because it's the thing that puts us on the right path. The second one, your bumps, distractions, failures, or what make you successful. And the last one, you need a plant. Yes, get yourself a plant. Now, what I need you to do right now is actually go to the reviews and tell me that you're going to look at your bumps, distractions, and failures as a gift to help you get to your goals faster. And then I also kind of really want to know if you have a plant or if you're motivated to go buy one today. I know. I'd be interested in that. But honestly, thank you for leaving reviews. I read them all. I'm so grateful for them because it helps me know where you are struggling in your business or where you need some more information so that you can go and live and afford that dream life that's in your brain. Like, don't just dream it, live it and have the money to be able to afford it. Why? Because you can. All right, go get it today, and I will talk to you next week. Hey, thank you so much for listening to the Because I Can podcast. Do you have a question that you'd like me to answer raw and uncut on the podcast? All you need to do is head over to Apple Podcast and do three simple things. Number one, leave a rating and review and tell me what you think of the podcast. Number two, in that review, ask anything you want related to your lifestyle business. And number three, if you want a shout out, make sure to leave your Instagram handle or your name. That's all. Then just listen to hear your question answered live, raw, and uncut. Don't forget to join us next time on the Because I Can podcast. We'll see you then.